Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Chat, news and your views.
Alan Corcoran.
I'm joined by Claire Williams in the studio. Claire is a new manager of the Wexford Rape and Sexual Abuse Support Service. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Alan.
And I'm also joined by Kieran Donoghue from the FUIS, a regular visitor to the programme.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, listeners, yes.
And you're a little bit warmer than I last saw you, because the last time I met you, you were out in support of the homeless and in the Bullring Wexford.
Yeah, we slept out that night. It was a life-changing experience, Alan. It was fantastic. I'd suggest anybody who has an interest in the area to try it. It's very interesting experience.
Well, Claire, my colleague Alan was telling me, Alan McGuire was telling me about the new role you've taken up, and of course when I heard the surname Williams I had to explore that as well, and there's a connection between you and the Williams of Timon family, is that correct?
That's correct. I originate from the true capital of Wexford, which is Timon, Main Street. My family would have had a business there locally, a supermarket, and my uncle Tom, who passed away a couple of years ago, would have had the bakery.
And your cousin David then is actively involved with Goal, with the charity, isn't it?
That's correct. That's right, he works up in Dublin as the PR officer up there.
So what has your route been then before you've decided to take up this new position here in Wexford?
Well, I suppose I would have spent the last 10 to 15 years working in the social care area. I would have worked for many large organisations in Dublin in the homelessness and drug and alcohol area. I would have worked for the likes of Dublin Simon Community, the Peter McFerry Trust, and the Paul Trust, with I suppose a couple of different roles, really working with directly with homeless people on the streets, working as an alcohol and addiction counsellor on a one-to-one with people, and also managing services as well. And I suppose a few years ago, wanting to come back home and settle down in Wexford, I was very lucky to get an opportunity to work for FDYS. Kieran used to be my boss up until a few months ago. And I spent the last 3 years there working as the Youth and Community Services Manager.
Okay, so Kieran, you're well positioned then to know the role that Claire will now fulfil. What do you think, what qualities do you think she will bring to this new role?
I think the organisation she's moving to is a fantastic organisation. She'll bring her own sense of professionalism and commitment, and she's very dedicated, so they're extremely lucky to have Claire join their team.
Claire, before we move on to the main reason you're here, you're going to do a survey because as a parent of a teenage a daughter and a young boy who's not far away from teenage years, you've come up, whether it's you personally or with the your support service or the FDYS, I want to find out more about that, but just your whole this whole homeless situation, before I move into the main reason you're here, what do you make of the current situation? Is enough being done, the fact that you've worked so closely with it?
Well, I suppose there's never enough being done, really. If there are people sleeping on the streets and people who are homeless, definitely not enough has been done. There's a housing crisis at the moment. When someone is homeless, it's, you know, a lack of suitable accommodation. But usually something else on top of that, whether it's drug, alcohol or a family crisis. And a lot of supports are needed to wrap around people who are homeless to address those needs. And I think a lot more needs to be done, a lot more housing, a lot more specific services to address the issues that people have when they're in crisis.
And we have up to 24 people in Wexford as we speak homeless. That's the best of my knowledge. Would you have heard similar statistics?
Absolutely. You know, having worked for FDYS and managed the CBDI team, we would have come across a lot of people who are couch surfing or who are directly sleeping on the streets or sleeping in crisis accommodation. So it's a huge situation.
And Kieran, just before, as I said, the main reason you're here about this new survey, and we'll get into that and the work of the Wexford Rape and Sexual Abuse Support Service, your response to the sleep out that night, you got a lot of publicity.
Very good, very good.
Do you feel
support.
It was beneficial? What
it was very beneficial in terms of FDYS wouldn't be regarded as a homeless agency. I suppose what we were trying to highlight was the number of our clients in the substance misuse and alcohol services who find themselves homeless. So that's what we were trying to raise, and we have raised awareness around it. And on the night, as I say, we were joined by a young man who is homeless, and that made it an extremely real experience for me, in that I physically slept in a doorway of a shop on the main street, and you know, if you want to know my life, come walk in my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes, and I have done that now. So it was very beneficial from that point of view. A number of people passing by gave sizable donations on the day, and we were really pleased. Local businesses said, well, if FDYS are looking for money, it must be serious, because we don't have a name for actively going out and fundraising, whereas now we're in a situation where we are fundraising, and the response to it has been extremely support.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for covering those areas, and thanks for giving us a little bit of an introduction to who you are, Claire, because, of course, you know Wexford. People will now know who you are and what part of it. They need to know those things. Are they really want to know those things?
You've been placed, Claire.
You've been placed. What are you coming up with by way of survey? And it's a particular emphasis on young people, is that correct?
That's right. Well, I'm the new manager of the Wexford Rape and Sexual Abuse Support Service, and ourselves, along with other agencies who work with the social inclusion remit, namely the Women's Refuge, the Wexford Support Network, FDYS, Gore Youth Needs, the HSE and TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, who are funding this piece of research. Basically, we're concerned about some of the anecdotal evidence that we're coming across around young people and their sexual attitudes and behaviours. So we decided as a steering committee to put some time and resources into looking at a piece of research to find out, well, what are the issues that are going on for young people in County Wexford specifically, and to look at those needs and see if we can respond to those accordingly.
And how will you implement this? How will you do this?
There are a variety of methodologies that we are using. We have two very highly experienced researchers, Dr. Cathy Walsh and Brian Harvey, along with their assistant Megan Curran. They have commenced with a review of national and international literature in the area. We're going to be carrying out some focus groups with young people from the age of 12 to 18. Mainly in the school setting, but also outside of school settings as well, to try and get as much best representation as possible of young people. After the focus groups, then, we will be putting up an online discussion, moderated online discussion via our own website, which is www.wexfordrapecrisis.com. And that will give the facility for young people to be able to put up their attitudes freely and their opinions around what's going on for young people in this area.
Okay.
And then finally, there will be consultation with local service providers as well, and there will be a survey questionnaire that young people can partake in as well.
Yeah, from your own research, how active are young people sexually, and what age do you believe they're active here in Wexford? Have you even got information on that as we speak?
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's a difficult question to answer. Each person is an individual, but we're seeing that young people are being more promiscuous and sexually active at a younger age. A quarter of our client crew that would have used our service last year are between the ages of 16 and 18. So we're seeing more and more young people coming to the service looking for support around child sexual abuse, sexual violence, harassment, intimidation. So there's definitely a need to look at this area.
So will it be the form of a questionnaire then? Or how will you, are you going to actually go to the young people themselves and get their view?
The researchers are going to actually meet face to face in focus groups with the young people in schools and out of schools. And then there will be a questionnaire that will be communicated through social media to young people that they can partake in, and also then the online discussion. So there'll be a variety of methodologies that'll be used to access as many people as possible throughout the county.
And are you at liberty to tell me what sort of questions will be asked, or will this be very much a private matter under wraps?
No, well, I suppose the purpose of the research really is to explore people's attitudes around what a healthy sexual relationship is, the forces and factors that drive early sexualization, drugs and alcohol, what part do they play in young people and their attitudes towards sex and their behaviours?
What about peer pressure?
That's a huge one, absolutely.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think research has shown that most young people actually get their information from their peers. That's the first place that they get it from, around sex education. So that's a huge part in it.
Yeah, I want to bring Kieran in and get his view on this as well. But pornography was the discussion, I think, of a documentary on television or last night. Children as young as 11 or 12 being able to access pornography. You can't monitor your child 24/7, can you, Claire? So how does a parent combat that? What advice would you give on that?
I suppose I would say to have ongoing open communication with your son or your daughter, to keep the conversation open. Also to be aware of, what is available on the internet, and to try and monitor it and limit it as best you can. But definitely to keep the lines of communication open and ensure that education and sex education is continuously discussed, both at home and in school.
Where do you fit into all of this then, and the view of both personally, I suppose, and from the FDYS perspective?
From the FDYS point of view, I suppose, while all our services are open to all young people in County Wexford, we have a particular interest or target of young people who would be regarded as at risk. And one of the issues that is constantly coming up is over-sexualization or early sexualization of young people. It's coming more and more.
What do you mean by that, Kieran? From what age?
You're you're talking well under 18, Alan.
Yeah.
And I suppose I don't want to preempt anything that may come out in the study because that's a story in itself. But you're talking about well under 18, well under 17, and in instances there are 16-year-olds who would be regarded as actively sexual, which would be concerning because
could you go even younger?
There are instances, of course, but again, as I say, I'll leave that to the study.
Yeah.
I suppose your regular listeners will have heard me in the past saying about young people are becoming adults at a much earlier age, and that the expectation on our young people is to act as adults, and sexuality is one of those. But I suppose the other thing FDIS would like to see is the introduction of the link between sexuality and relationships, and I'm very interested to see what the study brings up as regards casual sexual experiences and relationships and where we are.
Okay.
The other interest that we have in this is that this is local. This report is for Wexford people. It's young Wexford people. It's a very high quality study of activity in County Wexford, and that's something that we should be very interested in.
So it's
going to
be a Wexford look.
It is Wexford.
Yeah.
It is not somebody else doing it for us. It is a group of agencies and services in County Wexford doing a survey about what our young people are saying around sexuality and their experiences and relationships.
We talk about peer pressure, Claire. How much are they guided by what they see in movies, and again the whole pornography aspect of it?
Well, absolutely. Movies, you know, internet, all you have to do is just go online, and pornography is absolutely huge, and it's having a massive impact on young people. It's the internet is where people go, where young people go now to find the information that they need. This piece of research that we're doing is going to be very, very interesting. The last actual piece of research that was done was over 10 years ago, the Hyde Report, and that was a national study that was done. So since then, really, there hasn't been anything major. I think the Crisis Pregnancy Agency did something in 2009, but there's never been a specific one for County Wexford, and I think it would be quite representative, probably, of the rest of the country.
Have you got the various organisations and the people that you're going to research teed up now at this stage, or are you looking for more people to participate in this?
We've made contact with certain schools, and we're in the process now of putting together the dates for that, but we're going to put a huge call out to young people in general between the ages of 12 and 18 to get involved, to go online to our website.
Okay, what is the website so people contact
it's
you?
It's www.wexfordrapecrisis.com.
Okay.
And we also have a support line number for anyone who's been affected by anything that's been discussed today, which is 1-800-330033.
Wish you well in your new position.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and when do you believe the findings will be out?
In September of this year, hopefully, all going well.
Nice to have a joint venture between the two organisations,
yeah,
isn't it?
Very strong relationship at the minute, and we hope into the future. Yes.
Okay, Claire, will you report back and let us know when you do get the findings? We'd be only too happy to invite you on to outline what you found.
Absolutely. Thanks, Leon.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Claire Williams and Ciarán Donoghue. 053-914-5222 is your Morning Mix comment line number. And that website again, just give out the website again.
It's www.wexfordrapecrisis.com, and it'll be coming up in the next few weeks.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Ciarán. In a few moments' time, there's been a change.